Residents of the village of McCoryuk are furiously trying to learn all they can from their two remaining elders. The village, located on Nunavak Island in the Bering Sea, is home to the only living Chupinch civilization in the world. And their elders are the only remaining Chupinch people to live before Western civilization was established on the island. From Ever Station KYUK in Bethel, John Active reports.
Howard Amos is the executive director of the Nuniwarmiut Pichiriagaita Tamariaiskutti. He is spearheading the cultural program designed to preserve and revitalize the Chupig language and culture for the children of Nunivak Island. Currently, the participants of this innovative program are translating and transcribing audio tapes that were recorded as early as 1970 through the 1990s. They are also continuing to record interviews with remaining elders in McCoyuk. Amos says the elders are living treasures.
We really cherish their wisdom from our past days.
In the Yukon-Kuskokwim region, there are three dialects spoken by three groups of Alaska natives, one being Yupik of the Yukon-Kuskokwim deltas, the other Chupik of Chivak, and then the Chupich of Nunivak Island. The village school has been enthusiastic about the new Chupich curriculum. However, a local church opposed teaching the school children traditional dance.
It's still a controversial situation for us. You know, we're clashing between the Evangelical Covenant Church and a community. They think that we're practicing shamanism, stuff like that, which is not the case. We don't do that, and we use these dancing exercises for entertainment purposes and just to have a lot of fun.
16-year-old Aaron Keokun says listening to the audio tapes and watching the videos has taught her about Chupig life in the early days.
The way they treated people, how to act, cooking, how to prepare food, how to treat your husband, actually how to treat everybody with respect.
Howard Amos says the interviews are an important teaching tool.
We're very fortunate that we were able to do some interviews dating back to 1970s, so we have lots of information.
19-year-old Aaron Oscar agrees. He learned something new about his great-grandmother from the current curriculum being taught.
I learned that my great-grandma walked more than 60 miles in one day. He used to live in houses or sod houses all over the island that I didn't know about.
Aaron says the Chupik curriculum is making history less of a subject for study and turning it into a personal search to learn about his ancestors.
They learn by talking to their parents and their grandparents and all the other elders. If I wish I could do, you know, I would have liked to go kayaking with them, to go hunting. I would like to take a dog team and go across the island with them.
Many in McCoyuk are concerned that with the passing of this generation of Chupig elders, so goes their knowledge and wisdom that could lead to the downfall of the Chupig culture and language. But Howard Amos says that as long as the youth are interested, the Chupig culture will continue to exist.
It's important that this continues on for years to come, because if we lose it, it's going to be gone forever.
In Bethel, I'm John Active.